Dr. Pinsky dictating Amel IME on January 1 regarding Antonio, A-N-T-O-N-I-O, Castillo, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. Antonio Castillo is a 49-year-old male who reports he injured his right knee at work on 10-22-20. Appeared he was simply standing when he turned and experienced knee pain. Appeared he did not strike or fall on the knee. Appeared he went to an urgent care center the same day. Appeared he had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus. Appeared he states this was repaired on 12-3-20. Appeared he is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared any paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. Castillo alleged he was unloading at work on 10-22-20 and injured his right knee. Per treatment records show he was seen by Atlantic Care Occupational Health on 10-22-20. Per he stated he was unloading a sheet rack and was turning to his left side and heard a pop in his right knee. Per he denied ever injuring this knee before. Period. He had mild swelling of the MCL with no laxity and was able to extend fully and flex to 90 degrees. Period, he was diagnosed with a sprain of collateral ligament of the right knee for which he was initiated on a knee sleeve, common Motrin, common and activity modification. Period, his x-rays were thought to be normal. Period, he returned on 10-26-20. Reporting no improvement, and he had decreased range of motion. Period. In paragraph, MRI of the right knee was done on 11-3-20, whose results will be inserted here. Period. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Chanick, C-H-A-N-N-I-C-K, on 11-4-20. Period. He diagnosed right medial meniscal tear with displaced fragment, for which he recommended surgical treatment, period. He was then seen by Dr. TJ in the same office on 11-11-20, period. He also discussed pursuing surgical intervention. Period on 12-3-20, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period, the petitioner followed up with Dr. TJ through 1-13-21. Period, he still had some soreness in the right knee with deep knee flexion or range of motion exercises. Period, he denied any catching or locking symptoms. Period, he had 6 more sessions of physical therapy remaining, which he was going to complete. Period, Dr. TJ was going to reassess him in 1 month's time and hopefully allow him to go back to work full duty with no restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Range of motion of the right knee was full with a patellofemoral click, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5- for resisted right hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Paired knee maneuver is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral normal. Impressions on 10-22-20, Antonio Castillo felt a pop in his right knee while unloading some racks at work. Paired was seen at urgent care the same day, where x-rays were negative. Paired was initiated on conservative care for a sprain. Period, he initiated therapy, but remained symptomatic. Period, on 11-3-20, he had an MRI, whose results will be inserted here. In the paragraph, he was then seen briefly by Dr. Chanick, who recommended treatment with Dr. TJ. Period, on 12-3-20, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period, the petitioner had to follow up postoperatively and continued to see Dr. TJ through 1-13-21. Period, new paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion in the right knee, although there was a patellofemoral click. Period, he had mild weakness in right hamstring strength in the absence of atrophy. Period, provocative maneuvers at the knee were negative for instability or internal derangement. Period, he ambulated with physiologic gait and did not require a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Pretty changed positions fluidly and was able to squat and rise. Period, new paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period, end.